Top of the day to you, dear listener. I am AOB Olagunju. In this episode of The Moment of Change, I'll be sharing with you on what I've titled Spirituality by Mentality. A lot of people struggle to find balance in their spiritual pursuit and their quest to please God. This struggle is mostly due to the fact that most people either do not understand the roles their minds play in their spiritual pursuit, or they are less interested in what goes on in their minds. But it is important for us to know that our minds are critical to either the success or failure of our lives, spiritually or physically. No wonder the scripture admonished in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 that we should guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. When our hearts is not properly guarded, our lives become vulnerable to all kinds of assaults. Every issue of life, good or bad, proceeds from the heart. That is why it is very impossible to maintain spirituality without a pure heart, and we cannot maintain a perfect walk with God without a perfect heart. You see, your mentality is what determines your actuality. For as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Even our spirit only empowers us to do the things we have proposed in our hearts. Carnal living is only a product of carnal thinking, and spiritual living is a product of spiritual thinking. They both emanate from the mind. Romans chapter 8 verse 5 to 6 states, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." It is very clear that what we mind continuously is what we manifest consistently, whether spirituality or carnality. Therefore, it is very important that we mind what we mind so that we don't lose our mind, especially in the things of God and His kingdom. If you would choose to begin to mind God and His word from today, you will become supernaturally empowered to live a spiritual life. I hope and I believe that this message renews your mind and also transforms your life so that you can be able to attain God's ultimate standard for your life. This is where I will be stopping in this episode. And until the next time when I shall be coming your way again, keep on changing levels. Bye for now.